For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, I've seen something online and I want us to try and figure out for both of us who we would be. And if you're listening right now, you can figure this out for yourself as well. I know we've just talked about astrology, but have you heard of brostrology?
No.
So it's this thing online and it's like it's for the bros, which I, to shock to nobody, probably don't identify as a bro.
No.
I don't think I have bro energy, right?
You're not bro energy. You're not lad energy either.
Nah.
You're nice man energy, which is great.
Yeah, I guess. Apparently, every person can be put into a box of what finger they are on their hand.
Oh, wow.
And all of that, from our thumb, from our pointer finger, our middle finger, our ring finger, and our pinky, they all have different energies. Now,
yeah.
This is just one guy's description of them. So, thumb is like close to everyone in the group. Like, everyone loves the thumb. They're not like the main show, but mm-hmm. It's like thumb's reliable, thumb's always there, thumb gets the job done. Pointer finger, they are like the influencer, most likely to have the most followers on Instagram. They are the person telling the stories. They think they are the greatest.
Yeah, okay. They've got a bit of energy about them.
Middle fingers, though, they're the standout. And it's just an aura. Middle mm-hmm. finger, it's like, wow, we love that. They get the action. They get the people looking at them without them actually doing too much.
They have presence.
Yes, they have presence. The ring finger is loyal. Like mm-hmm. ring finger, you know they're going to show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's there for. They're there for the long haul and you can always trust a ring finger.
Yeah.
Pinky finger, floaters.
Yeah.
They say they're going to be there? Probably not.
Yeah.
No one, when someone says they're going to be, if a pinky finger says they're going to be there and they actually show up, everyone's shocked. They're like, oh my God, you actually followed through.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. For you and I, what fingers do you think you align us to?
I think I would say for you, you'd be ring finger, right?
Ring finger?
I think so. You're a very loyal person.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if I had to pick two for me, I thought thumb and ring.
Okay, so you're going two. Yep, so yeah.
So I like to try, if I say I'm going to be somewhere, I want to be there.
No, you are. That's what I mean. You're a solid, like consistent person.
Yeah.
Loyal. Good guy, as I said. I mean, is this just so I can give you compliments? Or?
Well, we're going to do you two as well. So it depends. If I tear you down, then yes, this has been about me just getting compliments. And again, if you're listening right now, you can decide what finger you are.
But also, I do think, you've got thumb and energy around the office.
Not a massive standout.
No, but that's not that you're not a standout. It's just that everyone really gets around you. You know, when you weren't here the other week, it was a different vibe around the office.
I can touch everybody. That's the whole thing with the
and
thumb.
And we'd wish you wouldn't.
All right, Davo, for yourself, before I share my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I know this might be a hard question to reflect upon yourself.
Yeah.
What finger do you think
I'd say I've got a touch of the pinkies and maybe the index or middle.
I don't think you're a pinky at all. I don't think you're a pinky. I don't think you're a ring and I don't think you're a thumb.
Okay.
I think you're the first two, you know how all of our fingers and thumbs, they're broken into those three sections.
Yes, okay.
I think you are two sections middle finger.
Okay.
And then one section pointer.
Okay.
And I think because like you're a standout, you're out there, we love you. But then there is a bit of, you know, there's a bit of the Davo Show, baby. Just a bit.
Oh, mate. It's because you saw me put a selfie up on my story.
Honestly, if you didn't put a selfie up, I wouldn't have had you there.
Tim and Davo.
We're going to have Ed Curno in the studio very, very soon, but he needs to move over because your girl, Davo, we need to talk footy. It's more than a game. More than a game.
More than fortune or fame. It's more than a game. Just great stuff. We love that.
It really is. By the way, the footy show back in the day was such a time.
Like, that's a whole song, by the way. I bought the footy show album when I was a kid. It had all the AFL team songs on it, plus the full More Than a Game. 3.5 minutes of incredible music.
Of course. You know, when I was a kid, the thing I loved about the footy show, obviously being a child and not understanding the game football, but I loved the end of year concerts that they used to do.
Yeah, the dancers, the player reviews. Really great. Really
honestly great.
Great.
But look, that's not what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
Because I came across something on Instagram that really sort of blew my mind. I haven't seen this done before. And it's this chicky babe. Her name is the Explicit Empress.
Okay. Well, at 3:18, I cannot wait to hear what this is all about, Davo.
No, she calls herself the Carlton Witch.
Right.
So she is a cheeky babe who basically is putting together astrology and AFL. And she's put it in this Venn diagram where Great. She's crossed over. She loves football. She's a huge footy fan.
But loves the astrology stuff.
And is fully into it. Like, I mean, where the moon is sitting, where Saturn's sitting, all these things. And she aligns it all and That's tries good. To line it up. Like, even yesterday she put this video up and she had the star chart from when Essendon was done for the drug scandal. And she's like, see, these planets here are aligned with deception and guilt. She's literally tying it all in.
Okay. So just for, I think, for everyone's sake, including yours and mine, let's explain our levels of astrology and understanding. Because after the birth sign of like I'm a Capricorn, I'm born January 5th, so I know that I'm a Capricorn. If you ask me what the star sign of any other time period was, I wouldn't know. So that, I just want to get that out there. So because I, like, when you say the chickens in the sun rising over June, I don't know what that means. What's your level of understanding of astrology?
I'm not there either.
Great.
But I do love star signs. I'm not going to lie. And I do love, like, the personality sort of aspect of a star sign.
You're such a this.
Yeah. Like, I would know that Ed Curnow, when he comes in, he'd be a Leo for sure.
And I love that someone listening right now would be like, classic. Yes, I 100% agree.
But I really want to know, because she gives every AFL team like an energy of a different star sign and sort of a personality situation.
Yeah, I've never seen this crossover. That's so funny.
Neither. So I would love to hear what she has to say. So I've actually reached out to her on Instagram. And I've asked her to come on the show next week to give us a bit of a rundown, right?
Yes.
Now, I sort of locked it in with her and she's replied and I said, what day works for you next week? And she said, look, any day works. And then in brackets, she said, I would not suggest Thursday because that eclipse looks like it's going to cause tech things, tech issues.
Okay. Oh. I mean, now here's my thing. So if we can get her on next week, I want to try and do as much research because I want to put to her the really specific footy things. Like, obviously, the Cats are in a bit of hot water with
She's
this concussion
done a bit of that.
Stuff. Great. Essendon's been underperforming for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I would love to, because besides terrible coaching, terrible players, terrible development, terrible strategy performances, I want to know what else the reason could be.
Yeah.
And as an Essendon fan, I feel like after almost 20 years now of no success, it is our time to turn to the horoscope people for what the hell's going on.
Well, it'd be nice to shift the blame from the team itself.
Oh, my God. That would be very freeing. So you're going to lock this in for next week.
Absolutely.
Great. If anyone wants to ask a question, send us a message at KROCK Geelong and we can work on some specifics. So what's she? The Carlton Witch.
Yeah.
Great. Fun.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And he's popped into the studio a little bit earlier than advertised. We love him. And he's a former Carlton player.
Current legend.
Ed Curnow. G'day, Ed.
G'day, Tim. G'day, Davo. It's good to be here. Beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous
Friday
day.
Treat. Normally here on Wednesdays, we're not allowed to ask where he was.
I was in Mount Gambier, Tim, wasn't it? No, I wasn't in Mount Gambier.
It was in the Whitsundays again, and we know it.
We went
to the snow with the kids to Falls. It was good fun. Now I've opened a can of worms here.
I didn't
want to talk about it because you're going to give me a hard time.
No, what do you mean hard time, mate? You're a very successful man and you should be proud of that.
No, it's good. I bet you go up to the mountain, Davo. It's beautiful up there.
I bet you don't rent snow gear, do you? I reckon you just have it all, don't you?
I don't know. I think we borrowed a few things.
Borrowed or bought?
Emily can sort that out.
Okay. Ed, we normally get you in here to chat a little bit about footy and some other stuff. And after 4 o'clock, we will do that. But we love just getting your thoughts on things. And Davo's got an absolute doozy for us if you've got time to listen.
I can listen to Davo. I love listening to
Davo.
Thank
you so much. It's really great because I've never felt that from you before. No, look, I want to have a chat about my cousin. Okay, so my cousin, she's going to be involved in an upcoming wedding. She's a bridesmaid.
Great.
And look, she's really excited about it. I guess it's our other cousin's wedding. So trying to keep things tidy, but she's in our other cousin's wedding.
Did you get a look in, Davo?
I didn't get a look in with this one. That's okay. You know, you can't get a look in.
So you're just a guest, not in the bridesmaids.
Yes, I've been invited. Yeah, for sure.
So you have to get your own dress. You don't get a dress bought for you.
Yeah, that's all right. We can make that happen, you know. Bridesmaids' dresses are often a little bit difficult. you know.
Ooh, so the fact that you have free choice is pretty exciting.
Yeah, fantastic. But yeah, my cousin is involved in this wedding and she's excited about it and it's coming up in a few months. But the other bridesmaid has just thrown a massive spanner in the works. So the other bridesmaid has said to my cousin, hey, I know that the bride's favourite song in the whole wide world is Ice Ice Baby.
Whoa, Ed, I didn't know you could move like that.
That's incredible.
You put that high.
That's a stitch up, Tim. I sat there plainly and tried to sing the words.
The more you deny it, the more it sounds like you did it.
So what's that song got to do with anything?
Well, this is the thing, is the other bridesmaid has said to my cousin, you and I, we're going to do a choreographed dance to the bride's favourite song, Ice Ice Baby, to the 100 guests that are going to be...
Giant crowd.
It's a good, like, head nodder.
It's
song,
a banger.
Isn't it?
It's great, I guess.
But what it's going to be is it's going to be a whole bunch of 90s style hip hop, like a lot of arms crossed, a lot of probably like what you would learn in 2000s hip hop classes.
Running Man. Now, my cousin, she's beautiful. Yeah. She's incredible. She's talented. She's amazing at so many things in life.
Why do I think there's
what
a
happened
butt
to
coming?
You, Davo?
But
there's the butt.
Yeah, that's fair. But dancing and rhythm is not her strong.
Didn't get hit by the rhythm
definitely
stick.
Definitely not. She can't sing. She can't dance.
Hang on,
she's
Davo.
Not it.
I'm sensing it. You're a former dance student, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're putting your hand up?
No.
Oh, as the choreographer. That's a great idea, Ed.
Absolutely not. But my cousin who can't dance is now in this predicament where she's like, okay. I think wedding dances are done. I don't think we should have to do them anymore.
Agree.
And I don't want to do them.
So I've never been to a wedding where anything like that's happened. Ed, have you ever seen anything like that? I imagine you'd be at weddings all the time. You know so many people.
We've been to a few where they still do, and I find this a hard watch, where they kind of walk in together, the two different parties.
Oh,
what do
yeah.
you call them? The groomsmen and the yep. bridesmen.
They do a thing.
Woman? Brideswoman? Bridesmaids. Bride women.
Nice.
They hand in hand. They've never met each other before, and you got to watch them awkwardly smile, hold hands, yep. and kind of pretend they're close, and they do a weird little dance and sit down. And you're like, wow, why did they have to do that?
I've been a victim of that as a bridesmaid previously. It was awful.
But like that compared to learning a two-minute routine is a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, weddings are fun, and I love when like those things happen. But the idea of being asked to do it, like as someone who has, I believe, natural rhythm, trained rhythm is a no. If you told me how to do a dance, Davo, my body would not
I know.
Accept that.
We tried to do a dance, remember? Oh, and it gosh. Was so bad.
Is that the Taylor Swift dance for the Fate of Ophelia?
Yeah. And also the Like a Prayer one that we made up.
Yeah, we did make up a dance.
Can your cousin not suggest like, hey, I think this is a silly idea. It's 2026. We don't do this.
She's tried, but the other bridesmaid is pretty keen on honouring the bride with her favourite song by them two doing a dance, which I just think, I think it's so cringe.
This is where the bridesmaids need to have it out, I think.
Yeah.
And just be like, this is it. I'm the bride's woman boss.
So none of us have been to a wedding where this has happened by the set. Like you haven't seen one. What if we got someone on the phone? If you're listening right now and you've been to a wedding where they've done a group dance, like the bridesmaids or the groomsmen, 5223295 How did it? Because we've only ever
how'd it go?
It's always like you only ever see it on Instagram or YouTube, and it's like these. Like the ones I've seen, it's like these five girls who have been dancing together since they were kids doing a routine that's like flawless, right?
Yeah. Or that one recently, remember the woman did the worm and her dress split?
Split in half. Look, 5223
I'd love to watch the worm.
5223 2955 Were you involved at a performance at a wedding? Did you see one? Phil, have you seen this at a wedding before? Have you been involved?
Yes, I have been involved in a wedding. It was 40 plus, I think it was 45 degrees. And I had to hold hands with the other partners, people that I didn't know. And I was absolutely sweating to the point where I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah. And also the other bridesmaid couldn't get a grip of your hand. It was so slippery.
Yeah, it was a pretty awkward situation.
All right. And you managed to get through though, Phil, even though it was a little bit awkward?
Yeah, I did. I managed to push through.
All right, he's brave.
What that's a weapon.
You know what? That bravery will get you 4 movie tickets. You go and check out that movie at Village Cinemas in Geelong or Reading Cinemas, Warm Ponds. There you go, Phil.
Go, Phil.
Jack's in Lara. Jack, have you been to a wedding where this has happened?
Unfortunately, I have. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Oh, this doesn't sound good for my cousin. Tell us more.
No, look, I wasn't a part of it, but I have seen it in person. They tried to dance the prima donna girl, so it was very upbeat, and they tried to get even the groomsmen involved. He just didn't want to barb it. It was so uncoordinated.
Oh, so it wasn't like a successful one. It wasn't a like flash mob style. It was just everyone mucking around.
I don't think there was a rehearsal at all. I think they just kind of freestyled it.
See, if you're going to do it, practice. Yeah. Like, that's all right. Well, Jack, we appreciate that. Last one, Charlotte in Grovedale. Charlotte, have you been involved in a performance like this at a wedding?
I have indeed. And you know what? I think it's a bit of fun. I went full into it.
Okay, what song do you know? What was the song?
It was Crazy in Love, Beyonce. Oh, we got told. It was good fun. We got told the day before, and you know what? Sometimes you just got to back the bride and do what they want to do.
What's this day before and no planning stuff? Like,
that's stressful.
I'd rather 3 months of every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. And, like, you didn't feel, was it just like a loose, all right, everyone kind of do this, everyone kind of do that, or was the bride like, no, guys, we're hitting our marks, we're hitting the beats, and if you're at the wrong side of stage left at this part of the song, like, it's going to ruin the wedding?
The good thing about it, we didn't have much time to be stressed about it, so we just met the day before, did the walkthrough, and it was like, well, it's happening, get on board.
Charlotte, do you have any words of encouragement for my cousin who's going to be doing a bit of Ice Ice Baby?
Oof. Go to the bar afterwards.
And before.
It's Tim and Davo.
Now, you might be confused that you've tuned into a different radio station, Lads FM.
Yeah. But,
is that Nickelback?
We have You Wish. How dare you?
That's Creed, man.
Davo, we have a group chat where we talk about what we're going to talk about this week. And there's a feature of it you're not a massive fan of.
Well, look, you guys like to show each other your tools.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on, Davo. We're close, but not that close.
No,
your chainsaws. You know, you sent us a picture of you with your chainsaw last week.
Yeah, I did do that. I was cutting down the branch on my neighbour's fence and tossed it back on the other side because I thought he should pick that up himself. But anyway,
it's
another story.
We were chatting. I was telling it about my chainsaw that I really love.
Lads.
And then I was at my dad's place on the weekend and got to go. I went back into the shed. I was like, oh, I love dad's chainsaw and all that stuff.
Because he looks after it nicely,
He looks after it so well. He's got the whole kit, and we love tools.
We certainly do. And
what
that
about your chainsaw story?
Oh, yeah. Look, I didn't get to send my picture of my chainsaw, but maybe this week. We'll see what happens. But, of course, that has been the inspiration for this week's Matter Ladder, the most exciting segment on radio.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we've picked a few household tools that we think we'd use and we could relate them to the current teams as we do.
Great.
You put yourself in there as one of the household tools or?
Oh, Davo, you're on. No, I've chosen the chainsaw, the whippersnipper, the hammer, screwdriver and an axe.
All right, and so you're going to assign an AFL team to these tools.
I am. So do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Well, let's start with the axe. So I thought an axe, it feels nice in the hand, doesn't it, Davo?
Of course. Kind of,
it's swift and it cuts through. It's precision.
Powerful.
Yeah, so I thought that's the Sydney Swans this year. They're powerful, precision football, and they'll get you.
Okay.
They'll get you. When there's some good, solid opposition, like a blunt, you know, piece of axe or a strong bit of wood that's wet and damp and hard to hit, then they struggle a bit. But the axe is pretty good on
mostly
good
get
wood.
The job done. Yeah.
Yeah, not to throw a jibe out at Charlie's team, but the axe works well against poor teams.
Yes, he does like to kick a bag against the minnows.
Timmy plays well as well against the good teams. All right, get off his back, mate.
Nice. We love watching him. He's a fantastic
he's my
player to watch.
Favorite player in the
seventh.
He's easily top three for me at the moment, I reckon.
Oh, all right, moving on. I think most people have a whippersnipper in their arsenal at home.
Ooh,
and a whippersnipper, Davo, as you know, I know you whippersnipper a fair bit.
You don't need to explain the tools to me on Lads FM, mate. But yes, we do know a whippersnipper is that one. You snip the whip.
But how good is a whippersnipper when it works? They're amazing. Yeah. It can kind of cut through everything and flies away. But far out, they are frustrating when they don't work and you've got to go off to, you know, your local hardware store and get the right cord and spend hours fiddling around with it and fire it up again. And if you've got a battery one or a petrol one, they're always a problem. So I just think, what's frustrating? What's good when they work? The doggies. They are good when they work, aren't they, Davo?
Absolutely, up the doggies.
But they are so annoying when they don't, and it feels like they've been that like that way for a couple of years now. They've got injuries, they've got excuses. They're
especially
good,
after
they're not good.
Losing to North last night.
I know.
Bloody whippersnippers. Yeah.
Anyway, they're the whippersnipper. So we'll move on to the hammer.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good one. Mm.
You want to use a hammer for, Davo?
Heaps. Nails.
Yeah, and the list ends there.
So the hammer is great when it works, but it hurts when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It usually gets your thumb or something else.
And it hurts and it catches you off guard because you go, hey, you're meant to be there for me. Normally you're really reliable.
Yeah, and given where we work and play, I'm thinking the Hammer is the Geelong Football Club.
100%, because Cats fans, when they lose their five games of the year, are so sooky when they lose. And like worst case for the Cats is like eighth. And that'd be Essendon's best year ever.
Yeah, but it is disappointing when winners are always winning. You know, you don't like to lose.
Yeah, they're good. They're the Hammer. So they get the hammer and they upset a lot of people and we enjoy that when that happens. But that's the Cats. Then we're off. Our last one, the screwdriver.
Wow.
So this one's a tricky one, I thought. Like a screwdriver, you've got it. You know, I feel like personally I always go get the screwdriver, end up with the wrong one. Is it a Phillips head or a flathead? It's a little bit frustrating.
Too
it's
big,
finicky.
Too small. Yeah, what am I doing here?
It's fiddly. Like, who knows what's going on with the screwdriver? So I've kind of gone with Essendon.
every week. I don't think Essendon's
they never work. No, the screwdrivers don't work.
The thing is, screwdriver is reliable. Everyone...
Is it reliable?
Everyone has got it in their toolbox. You know,
but does it ever work?
Yeah, but this is Ed's interpretation of a screwdriver, and he thinks it's Essendon.
It never fits the screw. Think of all the times you go to get the screwdriver and it doesn't fit.
It just...
Essendon
work.
Don't fit. They just don't work.
That's
they don't
right,
make
mate.
The eight. It doesn't work. All right, well, no one even wants to coach them, Tim.
Well, now you're just saying hurtful things to be hurtful. Yeah, okay. I think we've moved off the screwdriver here. Actually, that might be one of my favourite Matter Ladders that we've done.
Yeah,
really
well done.
Like
you actually did a great job there.
There we go. Ed Curno.
Positive reinforcement.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We haven't done this for a while.
A couple of weeks.
Because
I've
been away, you've been away. I think it's been quite healing. I haven't felt as close to you as I have in weeks because we haven't been playing the draft.
Yeah.
Do you want to ruin that and
yeah, go
start
on.
Afresh? I've missed the button.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
Oh, that felt awful, didn't it? Yeah, well it is time for The Draft, the most competitive time of the week where you and I try and draft a team of different topics.
That's put me in a bad mood, unfortunately, which is not good for this game because it comes out normally slowly, but to start in a bad mood is terrible. Now, there's kind of a clue within a clue here. The theme this week has to do with something we'll talk about a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, it's to do with Ava.
Yes. We are going to be drafting iconic English things.
Yes.
Now, England's been around for a minute.
Yeah, there's heaps of English things, you know.
So how does this work, Davo?
Basically, like I said, you and I are going to draft a team in different categories. And today's category, as you said, is iconic English things. And we get three choices each.
Yep. It is your week to have the first draft pick. I believe in you.
No, thanks, mate. Well, I believe in my first pick, which has got to be iconic UK musicians, Oasis. Mad for it.
All right, mad for it. Well, when you started saying all of those words, I started getting nervous because I went, oh, giddy me. Mm-hmm. Davo's picked my first pick.
Oh.
But she hasn't.
Okay.
I, with my first pick, select an even more iconic English group, the Spice Girls.
Yeah. Good one. All right, for my... you're just lashing out over there.
Sorry, I flipped the bird.
For my second pick, look. It's close to my heart and soul. It's got to be Austin Powers.
Oh, shit! I didn't think of Austin Powers! Oh, really?
Yeah,
good.
Baby. Yeah.
Oh, what's the point? I shouldn't. There's no point. You've already won, in my opinion.
No, no, no.
It's so
don't
good.
Be like that.
All right. This. I mean, it's if you're upset by this, call through. With my second pick, I'm gonna take Big Teeth.
Big Teeth.
Big Teeth. That's my second pick. Spice okay. Girls, pick one. Teeth, Big Teeth, pick two.
Okay. With my third and final pick.
Oh, you've done so well.
It's got to be a good old-fashioned British pub.
Yeah.
Oh. So solid. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. There's a few left over.
Yeah, heaps.
My third and final pick. And, like, I'm happy to fight you on this because you might be funny how you get sometimes.
Swipe by.
My last pick, I'm going to go the accents. Yeah. All the different accents.
I'll let you have it because it's great.
And, like, will you let me include, like, the funny, like, pip-pips in there as well?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, accent and fun little, but not Cockney.
No.
I'm not.
Oh, wow.
So, but just, like, pip-pip, cheerio, those kind of things.
You're right.
In it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking.
Sure.
Wow. I think. Wow.
It's a tough one today.
Okay.
Davo's team final.
I've gone with Oasis, Austin Powers, and a good old-fashioned British pub.
Tim's team final.
I've gone the Spice Girls, Big Teeth, and the accents. 5-2, 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. This is where you come into play. You get to decide who has drafted the best team of iconic English things. These are two strong teams.
They are.
You do have a diamond in there, I'll give you that, and I'm upset. Give us a call. Who has drafted the best team? I love the draft. You love the draft. I would say we are second and third in line for people that love this segment. Who's number one?
Ava from the newsroom.
Ava is on the mic. G'day, Ava.
Hello.
What? Before we get into like the results and some stuff, why do you love the draft so much? Because sometimes it even baffles me how much you love it.
I think it's just so creative, and I just like to see what you guys come up with. Okay. I think it's the most passionate you are across the week.
All right. Well, iconic, and we leave it till the last thing on a Friday. Iconic English things. Davo had the first pick. Let's go through a team.
Davo's team final.
I've gone Oasis, Austin Powers, and a good old-fashioned British pub.
Tim's team final.
I've gone the Spice Girls, I've gone Big Teeth, and I've gone the accents. Boom, bang, in it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And you let me include all the fun little things I do with the accents.
Yeah, of course.
You?
Absolutely,
but
mate.
But not Cockney.
No, if you don't, that's up to you, though. Yep. Like, I think I would allow Cockney.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Ava, because for reasons that will be very clear a little bit later in the show, we wanted you to get involved with the draft.
Thank you.
And be the decider. What a gift for you to start a fight on a Friday. Are you?
Maybe that's why I love the draft.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Are you ready to share your thoughts and let us know who you think's won the draft?
Yeah,
today?
I think we should talk through it.
Okay. What have you got for us?
Look, Oasis was such a strong start. Mm-hmm. Davo and I did go see Oasis together last year.
And Davo didn't know that you'd be coming in here as a guest.
Yeah.
Think so. Like, you could have played smart, but you just...
That was
just natural for
me. A natural connection. But then you came back with the Spice Girls, and I was like, ooh, we're back to even playing fields. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm well known for loving an English accent.
I know.
Yeah.
Davo's starting looking worried.
However, the Big Teeth thing, like, why?
Iconic.
Yeah, but... Best?
But when you think of England, you think of Big Teeth.
Yeah.
Austin Powers has Big Teeth.
Yeah, but that's not why we love Austin Powers.
Thank you.
It's one of the 15 reasons. I will go through the other 14 50. On another day. Yeah, sorry,
reasons.
I said 50. Yes.
But
sorry.
If there's one thing I love more than English accents, it's an English pub. Davo wins.
Woo! Yeah, she did!
Tim, look at me. We can still be friends.
How good.
No, we're not.
Oh.
That's...
I needed that.
Nah, the teeth is where you lost me, mate. You could have gone for something fun.
Every English caricature has their teeth are just whoppers.
You threw that one away. You did.
You always
did.
Do. You always pick one
if
rogue
you,
one.
If you put Winnie the Pooh or Gordon Ramsay in there, I reckon you could have done it.
I'll give you a bit of Gordon Ramsay soon. Oh. I'll be bloody off here. Well, Ava.
Well, that was fun.
You delivered a fight.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.